1.
It's a rule.
You won't be left behind. That's always been my promise. You see, 21 years after the New England planters first started arriving on these lands, well, we were living in some of the most resourceful times ever known. Tall trees existed to build many an ocean-going liner. The seas themselves were just teeming with wildlife, and we had soil more rich and fertile than, dare I say, anywhere on Earth. As a result, we had to live with the ever-present real threat of plundering pirates coming up from New England. A threat so real, in fact, that a militia was formed, of which I was part. And yes, we were more skilled on horse and oxen being New England planters, but we were certainly put to the test this one spring day of 1781. And yes, I am here to tell the tale, but I'll be honest. If it wasn't for some home title advantage, the Battle of Blomidon could have certainly turned out a lot different. You see, marauders from Maine on our shores made a swoop. Their cannons were 7 that spoke from their sloop, and hands that were greedy clutched gladly upon a ship Amos Sheffield had filled for St. John. Though 35 planters had pushed out in that schooner, their sally was smashed, but 10 minutes or sooner, Yanks captured Will Bishop and Jonathan Crane and all of their men who would struggle in vain. Thus loaded with loot and with captives galore, their 3 vessels set out from our Cornwallis shore. But then, Benjamin Belcher, once born in Gibraltar, who was fit to be tied in an oversized halter, he learned where a vessel with guns might be got, and learned... He learned where a vessel with guns might be got, and rode like a madman to Horton Town Plot. There are 28 of us strong in that schooner's success. Militiamen bold, who with Belcher did press by horse out to Horton, climbed quickly on board and sailed on a track to a foreman abhorred. The season was May. The orchards were white. Seemed a glorious day for most wonderful fights. With the tides rushing in, they were caught at the Cape. We hammered their sally in haste to escape. Some took to their dories while others scrambled to land, while others, they lay dead in the ship they had manned. Still slowed by the tide was a vessel they'd taken, and by this their captives were quickly forsaken, and promptly Will Bishop and Jonathan Crane discomfort their guard and in victory gain. Thus over the basin by noon we withdrew with our 3 captive ships and our most jubilant crew. The blow that we struck at the Cape was a squelcher, remarked our stout commodore, Mr. Benjamin Belcher. Dr. Watson Kirkconnell, thank you.
2.
You won't be left behind. That's always been my promise. You see, 21 years after the New England planters first started arriving on these lands, well, we were living in some of the most resourceful times ever known. Tall trees existed to build many an ocean-going liner. The seas themselves were teeming with wildlife, and we had soil more rich and fertile than dare I say, anywhere on Earth. As a result, we had to live with the ever-present real threat of plundering pirates coming up from New England. A threat so real, in fact, that a militia was formed, of which I was part. And yes, we were more skilled in horse and oxen, being New England planters. However, we were certainly put to the test this one spring day of 1781. And yes, I am here to tell the tale, but I'll be honest. If it wasn't for some home title advantage, the Battle of Blomidon could have certainly turned out a lot differently. You see, marauders from Maine on our shores made a swoop. Their cannons were 7 that spoke from their sloop, and hands that were greedy clutched gladly upon a ship Amos Sheffield had filled for St. John. Though 35 planters had pushed out on that schooner, their sally was smashed, but 10 minutes or sooner, Yanks captured Will Bishop and Jonathan Crane and all of their men who would struggle in vain. Thus, loaded with loot and with captives galore, their 3 vessels set out from our Cornwallis shore. But then, Benjamin Belcher, once born in Gibraltar, who was fit to be tied in an oversized halter, he learned where a vessel with guns might be got, and rode like a madman to Horton Town Plot. There were 28 of us strong in that schooner's success, militiamen bold, who with Belcher did press, by horse out to Horton, climbed quickly on board, and sailed on a track to a foreman abhorred. The season was May. The orchards were white. Seemed a glorious day for a most wonderful fight. With the tides rushing... Seemed a glorious day for a most wonderful fight. With the tides rushing in, they were caught at the Cape. We hammered their sally in haste to escape. Some took to their dories while others scrambled to land. While others, They lay dead in the ship they had manned. Still slowed by the tide was a vessel they'd taken, and by this their captives were quickly forsaken. And promptly Will Bishop and Jonathan Crane discomfort their guard, and in victory gain. Thus over the basin by noon we withdrew with our three captive ships and our most jubilant crew. The blow that we struck at the Cape was a squelcher, remarked our stout commodore, Mr. Benjamin Belcher. It's Dr. Watson Kirkconnell. Thank you.
Slowly.
21 years after the New England planters first arrived on these soils, well, we were living in some of the most resourceful times ever known. Tall trees existed to build many an ocean-going liner. The seas themselves were teeming with wildlife, and we had soil more rich and fertile than dare I say, anywhere on Earth. As a result, we had to live with the ever-present real threat of plundering pirates coming up from New England. A threat so real, in fact, that a militia was born. A threat so real, in fact, that a militia was formed, of which I was part. And yes, we were more skilled on horse and oxen being New England planters, but we were certainly put to the test this one spring day of 1781. And yes, I am here to tell the tale, but I'll be honest, if it wasn't for some home title advantage, the Battle of Blomidon could have certainly turned out a lot differently. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah.